Declaring God's Word, a daily devotion by Derek Prince. September the 15th, a measure of righteousness.
All this week, Derek talks about compassion, God's compassion and ours. Today he explains how our compassion for people in need is the key measure to show how much we've put on God's righteousness. The words of Job are remarkable. He's here listing sins he didn't commit, of which he wasn't guilty. Many professing Christians, however, could be guilty of these sins. If I've kept the poor from their desire, or caused the eyes of the widow to fail, or eaten my morsel by myself so that the fatherless could not eat of it. Notice the three groups that Job listed: the poor, the widows, and the fatherless, or orphans. Job said, in essence, if I've not done what I ought to have done for them, I am a sinner, and I have failed my basic obligations. He went on.
Job chapter 31, verses 18 to 22. From my youth I reared him as a father, and from my mother's womb I guided the widow. If I have seen anyone perish for lack of clothing, or any poor man without covering, if his heart has not blessed me, and if he was not warmed with the fleece of my sheep, if I have raised my hand against the fatherless, when I saw I had help in the gate, then let my arm fall from my shoulder, let my arm be torn from the socket.
Job didn't fail to care for the people who had no food, clothing, or families to care for them. Then he said that if his arm were not engaged continually in these acts of mercy and generosity, it had no place in his body at all. His viewpoint is totally different from the viewpoint most people have today. This was the standard of righteousness of the patriarchs too, even before the law of Moses and even before the gospel. God requires us to restore this kind of righteousness in the church by going out of our way to care for widows, orphans, and those with no food, clothing, or shelter. Listen to this proclamation and make it your own.
Thank you, Lord, that you care so much. I proclaim that God requires me to restore this kind of righteousness, caring for the needy, in the church. As a father has compassion on his children, so God has compassion on me. Amen.
Derek Prince Ministries, reaching the unreached, teaching the untaught.